Oh, do we want to get started, or hang on for Mark some more?
We may as well deal out the cards. You want me to deal them out real quick?
Go ahead and just start a card play and such.
Yeah, right, because God knows that could take a little bit.
Hey, tell me that.
Surely not. We've gone through most of the crap by now.
Yes.
Given that you can start villains with pause, can you start villains on card play?
If you want to. GM could if you really want to. Yeah.
I'm trying to think if it would make them too friggin' tough for him.
Yeah, you know, it just makes it a major bad guy.
It just means they would draw the equalization right at the beginning rather than at the end.
All right, we got...
That's the way it's been going.
We got... All right,
I'm going to put the villain in card play.
Okay, sure. Here's some cards.
Well, sounds a bit different. Sounds a bit different.
Yeah.
Oh, yay! Oh, hang on, the bad guy's got the reversal of fortune.
I know.
Okay, you got three different play immediately. What's the order? Fried laptop, force master plan.
Oh, so guys completely really make
yeah, two laptops explode, piggyback.
Okay.
Piggy bank. No one's got any things that he gives a crap.
We got four play immediately, so I've got one as well. Yeah. There is escape.
Go ahead, we'll do that. Discard all escape if there are any. And...
There aren't any.
Nobody's got any.
It's piggy bank.
Yeah, nobody has got any greed cards, I see.
So that one goes away?
So, piggy bank goes away.
So, fried laptop, then force muster pen, the fried laptop, so bye-bye, it's the best you're going to get out of us.
Run! We see laptops exploding.
Around us. No.
Run!
I will get to the fried computers momentarily.
I call Steve and get my computer replaced.
Ooh, I got the I can do it, though. That's fine.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all.
Now,
Air guy has spot hidden plus 20. He might barely be able to make us now. Might barely be able to spot as well as we do. It's got the Babel-ish.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind that card.
Ooh, you've changed Babel-fish.
Yeah, he has.
It says play after rolling. Yay!
I think there's a version before and a version after. Although I haven't seen that before anymore.
Huh.
Yeah, it's actually useful now as opposed to a one-shot. Oh, yes, crap,
that was a pain in the ass. I remember the Hungarian mod.
fumble. Okay, you're done.
Yes, German man. Come with us and tell us all your secrets. Ah, you've died it. Well, climbing the mountain. None of us George successfully None of us knew that, mate.
And then the second one, we were like, we go up and just kill the motherfuckers. Oh, shit. Well, now what do we do?
It's funny, because when they were at the end, it's like, yeah, the Romans seem really talkative. Probably giving away all kinds of state secrets. All the players just sat there and glowered at them.
Oh, no, I was going long.
Yeah, it would help if any of us had split Latin, that would have been more useful than what we had.
Yeah, Ed Munz is putting in for Latin training.
Mm.
I'm sure we can find some grad students.
For some reason, Ed Munz didn't take Latin amidst those 110 other languages.
It is a dead language. Although I'm not sure why.
I'm sure that Doyle will do his best to make sure it stays a dead language.
Yeah, could see that.
And we found out, the Romans, they're doing pretty well. I mean, it's not like they're going at mass murdering, they're just trying to stop.
No, they're nice.
They took away people's kids.
That's
very nice.
Roman version of baby safe.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. Yeah, we heard back from KBC Boston about the whole baby safe plan.
I have heard from that. Yeah. Can I do something in the Logan world, so to speak, now?
Well,
I wanted to put fucking Julie in.
Baby safe.
No, I'm
Julie. Is that your kid? I don't know.
No, not my kid. It's Doyle's kid.
Okay.
So we have never acknowledged her on screen ever since that night.
Poor Joy.
Well, she's never been mentioned several times.
She's never been on screen again since that night. Talk about it. That's what I mean. Yeah.
She's been mentioned several times,
but she hasn't actually appeared.
Now, she is the child star not appearing in the scene, I'm afraid. But that's why they make kids safe. Keep them kids off the street and keep them safe with KidSafe today. Mm. Worried about your daughter exploring her sexuality? KidSafe.
Oh, yeah, we missed the interview with Mark, with that Rogan dude again.
Hmm?
Did you set up a second one?
It was the fourth.
A fourth interview?
No, 4th of January. Yeah, exactly.
He's like, maybe they don't want to see me.
What?
Yeah, it's totally unfair, I agree. Anyway.
if you want to see Doyle being able to... We've got that on tape.
Yeah.
I have a look at it, because...
Oh, the humanity. Right,
anyway, back to whatever Abe was about to tell us.
Hmm.
Right.
I'm still working on getting him back, by the way.
Okay. He's not on Skype.
I know that you couldn't tell, but he's really not.
He's dead.
Okay.
It is a dead one. She's really dead.
Mm-hmm. You guys want to hear about what I'm eating?
No. Becca, we can hear you eating it all is bad enough.
Mm-hmm.
Although I have to admit, I can't actually hear you eating that.
Mm-hmm. I know you're curious about what I'm eating now, though.
No, we're not.
One thing here.
He plays the spot hidden. Oh, there's the clue I left behind. The one clue that could have cracked me. Oh, God.
Mm. Mm.
Damn that bad guy.
Awkward.
Yeah, this is something good to me.
Well, thank you for mentioning that there, James.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, so that all GMs can take advantage of. Logan just doesn't care enough. So.
Huh?
Exactly. It depends if you've actually got a bad guy worse than in cards too, if it's just some little random bunch of people that are just kind of...
this bad guy's definitely worth it.
Look out for the gray man.
Oh, I hope so.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
the spot hitter.
We don't need the spot. Need the spot hitter. We just send Timmy out there and he'll just go,
who?
What? I don't know who you are.
So, when our intrepid detectives, when last we left them, they had another member. Okay, so...
We stick him in the trunk.
Trying to hear it,
damn, we have to leave the car. Rental car we got here. Okay. Damn it, I wanted to drive it back. Damn you all.
I'm saying that it is now 13th of January, Wednesday... 2021,
A week or more.
Unless there's some, global campaign reason why a week cannot pass,
Because I don't want it to.
Okay, I
stop time with my mind.
Right.
And the universe replies, so what? No, if you want to move it to the 13th, it's up to you, Abel. There is no overwhelming compelling reason why I can't jump to
it. Okay, then, let's see.
And I've written it down. That's the one I see.
So, what's the new date?
13th.
Of
January.
Wednesday, then.
Right, it is Wednesday. Does anybody have anything quickly that they want to do?
We pop into McKay's place and say, happy birthday to you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That was on the 6th, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we would have just got him back one.
Yeah.
What day is Viking Day?
Viking Day is not until the 6th of March. See, even Jameis knew what day it was without me saying anything. Isn't that awesome?
Oh, it's the 10th.
6th of March, 2021. Friday.
No, only 2020. Saturday. Not off again.
Uh-huh.
Damn you, Viking.
Damn you, luck. Bro, I know the luck rolls in
what? There was no luck roll involved. It simply happened.
I think there's a luck roll to the front feet to make it kind
of really special. There was a luck roll from both of us. I had to fumble it and Pete had to succeed, and it didn't happen. And it still bloody went on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But I'm not bitter. Damn you. Damn you!
Sorry. Fine, to keep this compact, we'll say it's Monday the 11th.
Oh, when's Terry's birthday? Oh, that was long ago. 3rd of January.
Yeah, you are on day shift.
My ex-wife took with my birthday when she left me.
I worked during my birthday. You bastard. KBC.
Right,
my ex-wife served me divorce papers on my birthday. Damn you.
Mm-hmm.
In the real work?
No. Just the backstory here.
Okay.
I didn't know Omen had been married before.
To that, yeah. Hook up with Fausta.
I didn't know Omen was married before.
It's been mentioned before, yeah.
Socially awkward.
Yeah, but if that hadn't happened, you wouldn't have been able to meet up with Fausta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Question. Who here was on the mod I ran in California?
The KBC Warriors one?
Yeah, KBC Warriors?
Yes, that one.
That would be Terry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was Nick Rivers at the time.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Some other people who aren't in the
TJ box. And Kevin.
Okay, yeah. No problem.
Skeet surfing.
I remember these things off the top of my head or anything.
Yes, you made your memory roll very good.
And so, Alman's also heard the podcast, I think. Well, Richard's heard the podcast.
Yeah, Richard heard
that. So, maybe a bit of a no-brainer if you want to send all three of us on it.
I'm afraid, no, this is not a no-brainer.
Follow-up.
Of a kind, yep. Yeah. Richard pointed out to me that I'd left certain things untied. Oh,
God, no,
and
yes.
And I'm going back to my goal, you guys should, might as well know, is to go back and revisit people and places, things.
Well, we sort of left untied. We got too tired that night and we wouldn't continue it. And then we said, we just said that, told the guy this is where your kids were bigger than himself. And he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the fine service that the KBC can provide.
We were told to either find them or extract them if we could. It was not...
not a problem.
And it's been over a year now, and obviously he hasn't been worried about it.
That's right, it has been. It has been over a year of game time.
The kids are older and crankier. So,
but over a year, certainly. You guys are all on day shift. It's about 9:30 in the morning. You're all enjoying a cup of tea or coffee, as you like, while you're filling out paperwork for your last successful mission. And, Secretary, what is your secretary's name? Wendy?
Steve.
Steve is a secretary. Wendy is my SO.
Ah, mea culpa. So, yeah, you're in your office. One of these days, you got to describe to me what your office looks like.
I know what it looks
special
like.
In there.
Yeah, rugby.
Oh, right, the rugby, everything. Rugby. Everything rugby.
Uh-huh.
All blacks. Go all blacks.
Uh-huh.
Kamate. Yeah, you get a call. You hear Steve's phone ring. There's some calling. Then he asks if he can transfer a call to your office phone.
Shipman.
It's from...
Who's it?
Yeah. It's from accounting.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that can't be good.
Mm-hmm. Your paycheck will bounce, sir. Sorry. Like, who was that?
And, okay, beep boop, and you pick up, take a call. Oh, Steve's computer explodes.
Everybody stops and laughs, and then goes back to paperwork.
Yeah, he wasn't a great secretary, was he?
Mm-hmm.
Alright,
yeah, he is pretty good secretary, so. Executive assistant.
Oh, he doesn't make his decks well, he's trying to dodge the... Mm-hmm. They should put fuses in these things, what with the sparks and and so on, and he's burnt for 3 real.
Ah!
My face!
Everybody has a good laugh.
I'm going to drop the phone and rush out to help him.
Okay. You want to rush over to help him. You help him put out fire.
It shows him smashing his face with a fire extinguisher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks.
Hold still, don't breathe in these toxic fumes I am now spraying on your face.
Right. Do you want a first aid roll or something, you know?
Yeah, go ahead and give me a first aid roll. I'm sure there's a first aid kit handy.
Yep, that makes it.
All right, yeah, you go ahead and, I don't know, give me, what, the D3 roll?
D3, so the next 3 days he gets back. The next 2 days right. He gets back.
He'll recover from the injury, but I don't know, he ain't pretty no more.
Hmm.
So he goes off. What's pay grade, Steve?
What would the general pay grade be for the...
Probably like 2.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. He's just a secretary. Now.
Okay. He's at least 3. I'll make sure he's at least 3 because he's not going to send John.
He just got a promotion. Damn it.
No, Logan, they're not doing that.
Damn it.
They don't hurt him, but they don't make him any better. You think it'll be a while before. Okay, so. That's computer number 1. You finally get back to the camp. They hate being made waiting, blah, blah. It's a little while passes, you get back to him. Oh, yeah, 2 things. One is, could you fill us in on this receipt we got from a helicopter pilot? Apparently, do you know what his hourly rate is?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Ah.
All you said is there's a helicopter pilot, and that's all you said, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, well, apparently, certain KBC employees contracted a helicopter to travel to a destination in upstate New York, and with mileage and the pilot's per diem, or and so on, it's a... Looks like he spent 11 hours.
What case is this related to?
Believe that according to this, it was for the, the Oswego, police agency in Oswego County. Yes, in Farthington, New York.
Oh, that was, Lieutenant Holman's case. That's just
Way to pass the buck.
All right, yes, my mistake, Officer Muller, thank you. Oh, by the way, I don't know if your secretary got a chance to tell you. We'd gotten a call from a John Wrigley III. Yes. Apparently there's some sort of meeting. They weren't clear on specifics, but they... should be only 2 or 3 hours. But of course, I, on your behalf, I promised that you would be there, along with any aides de camp you would like to bring. They are paying generously for your time.
Oh, I'll see if Terry makes his memory roll, because you pretty much, since you already bought the case up, I mean, myself, I'll see what Terry does. Oh, yeah, correct. Okay, he remembers it all.
You remember everything.
Wish he doesn't.
It shows Timmy, like, get the quick freeze frame. It says, Timmy O'Doyle, aide de camp.
Right.
Oh, yes. Mr. Wrigley, the third.
That's correct. The meeting is at 11:30 at the local Wrigley offices with the make chewing gum. Interesting.
He came here last time.
Oh, yeah, these, he didn't really describe exactly what was going on. He said it was a private matter.
Dun, 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 dun.
He said it was a private matter.
Has he established a new account then with KBC Dahara?
He is the president and CEO of Wrigley Chewing Gum. Yes.
Is he hiring the KBC again?
He said he's willing, he's paying, apparently he just wants your consultant from the KBC, he asked for you specifically.
Dun, 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 dun.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Of course he would.
Yes, I mean, it's just a business meeting in New York City, I'm sure that you
know. Yes. Well, of course I will go meet him. I'm just wanting to see if he is in fact contracting us right now to do some stuff, or is just a meeting to discuss.
Yeah, I said yes on your behalf. Yeah. The meeting's at 11:30. It is in Manhattan. It should be no problem for you to get there.
Aren't we in Manhattan too?
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Getting there should be no problem. Yeah, this would be very, very simple.
Hmm.
Very simple. A simple business meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Let us turn it into something incredibly difficult.
Well, we'll need 10 drive rolls, dodge the helicopters, combat, dramatic combat, and...
What, you're taking the helicopter?
No, just trying to drive across town, and got all these helicopters coming after us.
Okay, we had to take a helicopter before.
I will be attending the meeting, of course. I'll sort it out.
Right. And who are you taking with you?
Let's see, who's on ice? Then I throw a dart at the dartboard, Lieutenant Ullman, and Timmy O'Doyle.
Okay.
And maybe Alexander Miles of
the... I do the surprise thing, like I'm winning the Emmy or Grammy or whatever, and coming down the stage like, oh, I can't believe I won, you know. Yeah. Big Tits wants to talk to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Go screw them, spammers. Okay.
Why are you playing Heroic Cthulhu? That person wants to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. Anywho, so can we just cut to the Wrigley building?
Unless you want to cut to accounting, trying to talk to Ullman about that.
Mm-hmm. I personally look forward to that.
Transforming into Baz.
Alright.
No. I know exactly how to get you out of it, don't worry.
It's real quick. Yes, Lieutenant Ullman. It's who is your secretary now? Is it still the techno zombie?
It was never the techno zombie. That was Holmes. So I have Beatrice, who is a perfectly ordinary person. Mm-hmm.
Demon.
No, she's an ordinary human.
Yeah.
No, just a human.
Mid-track.
Okay, yeah.
You can have a demon for this if you wish. I mean, it is your...
Well, you will wish it's a demon. There's a call for you, sir.
Yes.
It's from accounting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Put them through.
Oh, sure. Beep, boop. Her computer explodes.
Nicely done, Abel. Nicely done.
And she makes her dex roll and throws herself to the ground, missing a razor, like razor-sharp hot sparks flying out of her keyboard. Yeah, they should put fuses in these things.
I'm sure they do. But, of course, as we all know, it keeps people on their toes, ever ready, vigilant for the threat that is posed by Terminators when they will rise up against us.
Okay, she's grabbing a fire extinguisher. Yeah, you may want to put in a requisition for that. Except that, apparently you contracted a helicopter pilot.
I stick my head in Ullman's thoughts. We've got a meeting across town to go to.
I'll meet you in a second, Terry. Yes.
Was that necessary? I mean, we are looking at his hourly rate, in the helicopter, apparently, 11 hours or so at, so many hundred dollars per hour.
Said 11 hours.
Yes, that's correct.
No, that's not what we flew for. Abel, that's not what we flew for.
Did you fly back?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Alright, you're quite right. I'll give you a card.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yay, what's behind door number 2?
Yay.
Well, you can see this card's all cards.
Draw the top 10 card. I'll just draw your card.
None.
Leave the rally on top.
Counts the Able / Teletubby way.
Leave the rally on top.
Well,
yeah, Mark is the best planning it.
Yeah, I was going to say, should we just rate Mark of his cards? Because I don't think he's coming back.
We'll just divvy up his cards.
Right.
So I'll leave the rally on top.
There.
There you go.
You want to just divvy up his cards? I mean,
now we go ahead and carve up his cards.
Oh, I can take... I've got the...
I get rid of the memory.
The bouncer.
I'll drop the spot. Hey, and I'd like to get the Seize Initiative.
No.
Yeah, I got my memory 20 for nothing. I don't want the, I just don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Does Bat get one of those three cards?
Let's see. No.
It's just no pleasing some people. Has it been over 25 minutes? Should I begin looking for the next
victim? It has been half an hour.
Very yeah. Well.
No.
Not that we want to replace Mark, but...
No, we love him dearly, but he's dead.
I'm not sure if we've got anyone else that we can bring in yet. At least Dave is around.
Right, Jacking.
Hey, what the hell? Who's moving my cards?
Not me.
Don't worry about where they were. I was just looking for the bit which said discard, which we seem to have deleted by mistake.
Yeah, me too. I was looking to that.
I know what's happened.
It was highlighted and...
I was going to say it's gone to the draw part.
Okay.
Meh.
Alright, well, we know where the discard area is. Right.
You make a new one. There you go. Mm-hmm. We can alter Mark into a discard.
That's time. Exactly what I'm doing.
Well,
okay. You could alter Mark into something else as well.
I need to finish up the phone call. Like, oh, really? Alright, well, They may be trying to overcharge us. I will have to sort this out.
Yes, I'm certain that we are being overcharged. It did not take us that long.
All right, good day, Lieutenant.
Can I put in a requisition for a new computer? Are you still there? Hello? Damn!
Love corporate
America. Except we probably got like our warehouse full of them just unwrapping you one every other day.
Yeah, probably. Yes.
I wonder why we don't have any baby chips.
So.
Alright, well then, I find where Terry's head is.
Mm-hmm.
John Whitley III.
That's right. Okay. As I said, it's a short ride away. You could even walk there. Let's see.
Well, we could take the car.
Yeah! Terry
can sign out a car and take it. It's not a problem.
I suspect that as Terry is here, that will be what we will be doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, I outlined the case that we had with him, not the details of what actually happened.
Logan doesn't really remember anyway, so that's all good.
We want to rally the question.
Oh, yes, we do. Yes.
Or we could do this silently in the background while Abel Bruce
does. Okay. So you can deal with that.
Discarding that.
I'm going to go ahead and discard...
Are you guys discarding
discard stuff?
I'm going to discard victory.
Oh. I'll pick that instead of my Babel fish.
The bad guy doesn't want it.
Yeah.
Right. And now...
Does he want the Lips Master Plan to rally?
What, the bad guy? No.
He'll keep it for the reversal of fortune, so... We get set back twice.
Are you dealing out cards, Abel, or?
I'll deal them out, and pow.
Wow.
And let's see.
Oh, special is good.
Yeah. Hey, what are you going to make cards you?
Wait a minute.
What are you doing?
2,000 more.
Sorry. Didn't need to do that. 3 cards. Richard, Logan has 2.
Excellent.
Okay. It's 60.
And there's a cheek in essence slash pump it up in the discard pile too.
Mm-hmm.
I play
all the improved stat rearrange.
I don't want that. I play the extremely limited slick card play, get check in essence, boom.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get evil. Let's see.
Screw you, big boss.
Here, let's see. Omen's secretary, completely loyal, capable, and sitting right there. Hey, how you doing? And I play the leadership, I give her the victory and reroll.
You should have traded to me, then.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you should have traded and given it to Jack. And if you feed NPC discards, then we lost the victory.
Ah, we're fine. Bad guys get discarded.
You guys can go ahead and deal with that. You arrive at the...
Well, wait a minute. Are we allowed, I forget, are we allowed to take bad guys' cards when he has to discard them? I do not know.
No, because no? you're okay. getting rid of them.
I would have fixed that.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Okay. Sorry, bad guy. That's why you shouldn't have cards.
That's like, okay.
You get a free ride.
Huh.
Like the other
ride? You arrive at the building. It's very nicely appointed office skyscraper. There's a parking valet.
Hmm.
You drive up.
I was just imagining we got a prisoner in the back and he has the car valet parked.
Mm-hmm. And unless you're jerking him around and don't tell him who you are, he says, oh, you are expected.
No, we will be announcing ourselves. Yeah. Well, we're in the KBC vehicle. Might be a little bit of a good
That's one. Right. So,
and we brought the trumpeter.
No problem. Give the car over to the valet.
I'll point out once again that the high pay grades do not travel around in a KBC vehicle marked KBC.
Huh. Aren't you proud of being part of KBC?
Not when we have to go on cases where we don't want to be known as the KBC.
Are those cards going to the bad guy, or are they going to discard?
What cards?
No, they're Beatrice's cards.
Unfortunately.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, Timmy fucked up.
Okay, no worries. So.
Terry very reluctantly the valet to pull the keys from Terry then.
Okay, you sit by the car, valet, he scrapes the car a bit, on where the fall, but he manages the car. Alright, you messed that up.
You want to just give him a ticket now for destruction of, property?
When we get back and notes it, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
With our spot hidden, so it's fucked.
Up to the meeting room.
Mm-hmm.
There you guys arrive. Walk in. You get there punctually. Let's see. May 1st, 19. I see. So it has been over 18 months. Okay. Thank you, Richard. You get there. You saw it, Terry. Go ahead and give me a memory roll.
So my idiot crit doesn't help? My idiot crit won't help?
Okay.
Yeah. I made it again now, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is, she's older. She's older, more dignified, better dressed than when you last saw her. Puberty has been kind. She's filled out a bit. This is, Serena Wrigley.
I'm not with the notes with the names on them, so I have no idea who this woman is.
Mm-hmm. Well, she is one of the twins that you were asked to.
Yeah, I can't remember his name either, so that's all right. Who do you think Dallas is out?
Sitting next to her, fortunately, these are nice, very nice, really high-tech-looking Aeron office chairs, quite big, is a gigantic man with a cleanly shaven head. Now, the left side of his face is scarred pretty badly. You think
is it humongous?
Are you asking him?
No, I'm asking you. Are you asking
it's humongous? It's got to be. She's wearing, she's wearing a nice ensemble skirt pantsuit. He's wearing a very large suit and tie. Yes, he stands up and, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you?
What's this? This YouTube crazy kid worked out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, Mr. Minus. He offers to shake your hand, Terry.
Yeah, take his hand. Mm-hmm. If he's trying to crush it, I've got strength 16. You're doing the pose.
You're going to pose strength on him? No problem.
No, if he's trying to crush my hand, I'll oppose him.
No, absolutely not. He's totally, okay. He's totally kind of professional. He's not wearing a mask of any kind. you see him in his full glory. Yeah. He's kind of upsetting looking. Let's see. No, he doesn't try any kind of stupid, like
machismo.
Machismo games with you. He shakes your hand. It's kind of like shaking. Have you ever bought plantains? Well, you know, they're large. There's a large bunch of bananas. That is what it is like.
Oh, right.
Trying to shake his hand. Yeah.
You think this is Lieutenant Olman and Lieutenant
O'Doyle? Of course. He offers shake at each of your hands.
And yes, shake shakes hands.
Unless anybody's doing anything really rude.
I'm making this.
Actually, no, I will try something when I'm shaking his hand. Sensitive.
Yeah, problem.
I don't like it. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Righto. Yes, he's...
You're getting close.
All right. Serena, she looks at you, but she just sort of nods and says hello. And if you all take yours, I guess you probably, takes a second, and John Wrigley III walks in with three men. One of them, two of them scream, they've got that 1,000-yard stare.
Thinking. Oh, I thought you meant literally scream. I was like, combat is last.
I was thinking.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right. I mean that they emphatically give off the vibe of
former military,
those who have, men who have taken the lives of other men. The other one says lawyer to you. John Wrigley says really angry, barely in control to you. Yeah. They don't literally say these things. They indicate, it's just indicated. Mm-hmm. Lawyer, just to really, burn your noodle, lawyer is, Mr. Amberson's, counsel.
He's everywhere, I whisper.
Didn't we have you in a police cell a few days ago?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I wouldn't trust the advice of this lawyer here. Mr. Wrigley, he's obviously suffering from some sort of memory loss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
do you remember killing all those people, I asked lawyer?
Right, Mr. Wrigley said, I'm not really interested in discussing my employees right now. I'd ask you here, I remember I had contracted you to... attempt to discover the whereabouts of my children and retrieve them if possible.
I look baffled.
Oh, we did manage to look at them. Retrieving them was a bit beyond the capabilities you had.
Yes, I remember that also. This is my daughter, obviously. If you could sort of recount to us the incident in which you attempted to recover my daughter after she was kidnapped. I wasn't kidnapped.
There I was, deep in the trying... Oh, sorry.
Shut up, Timmy.
Trying.
I look at Terry Moore, I expect something.
Timmy goes through flashbacks.
Timmy wasn't there.
Exactly. He's going through Vietnam flashbacks again. He doesn't know why. He's not old enough to have been.
Oh, we managed to ascertain the location of your daughter. We were examining the encampment of Mr. Monculus here when...
give him a card for that.
I will give a card.
Didn't he say that's what his name was?
No.
No, Mr. Manus is...
All right.
The Lord Humongous was what you knew him as, according to his herald at the time.
Mr. Menace, since I got him here, there was some confusion as the scouts when they kind of came out and encountered us, and there was gunfire involved. We barely managed to get away. There were losses involved of people, much regrettable. But we're probably able to tell your daughter here was not inclined towards coming with us in any way, shape, or form.
Quite right. And what do you have to say about that, Mr. Manus? I am not aware who this humongous person is. Serena nods. Yes, no, everyone doesn't seem to quite buy his story.
Timmy's still going through flashbacks in his own private hell.
Oh, is it, there was some confusion of communication. We may have caught the wrong name. Well, we're aware that your daughter's not actually in danger. She seems to be there quite voluntarily.
I am not quite sure who this humongous is. I was fortunate to meet Serena here about a year ago. Spot hidden roles from everybody except Timmy, who is trying to tell Danforth to flank him. The Charlie's in the jungle. Right. Oh yeah, Serena and Manus, wedding bands. I understand there was a Serena here was kidnapped by some bandits in the California wasteland. I don't know exactly the details. It was horrible. I barely escaped with my life. I finally made my way back to civilization. And then, I was lucky enough to run into Uted here. She is super convincing. Holy shit.
Oh, I was gonna say, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Yes, they hold hands. John Wrigley, yes, he's got the white knuckles. He's got both fists on the table.
I see. Right. There must have been some extreme miscommunication then, and we were glad we were able to pass on the location of your daughter that she was quite safe. I doubt Arifus didn't need help her to get away, even though we were not able to extract her ourselves.
Extract! Incoming! Sorry.
Everybody stares at Timmy.
I look around, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're all right. Timmy is outside.
Yeah, I was about to say.
The
painting's outside.
There is a very large window looking out in the hallway. You see Timmy out there, sort of pacing back and forth. Starts low crawling through the bushes in his mind. Right. One of the bodyguards goes over and closes the shades on the tank.
Yelling into my shoe.
So yes. Mr. Manus, I understand you came to this country, you had said 10 years ago. I didn't say we're just, Mr. Wrigley is, of course, interested, there's been a long period without any communication from his children, and, this is the first he has seen Serena, in quite some time. Yes, I was fortunate I came to this country 12 years ago. And, America has been good to me. I have, a year ago I began a security firm which has become very profitable. They nod.
By the way, Tyria is voice acting, so.
Okay. And Wrigley explodes. So you're telling me that you had nothing to do with taking my children when their helicopter crashed in California? I'm not sure. I had read about this in the news. I am not sure what happened to your children. Of course, I was, as a employee of a small security firm in California, and then I spent some time unemployed.
In the wasteland.
Can you tell us when and how? I mean, rough dates, etc.
Yeah, he gives you some rough dates that his period of unemployment simply coincides with the rise of the Humongous and his banditry. Yes.
Just walk away.
So he says, "Well, listen, Dad. I mean, this is this is what it is, and really, at this point, we should concentrate on figuring out where William is and what he is doing. I mean, it's been some time. He's my brother, and I'm concerned for him."
I would like empathy on her statement, if I can.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yes, by a lot.
Yeah, I mean, she does care about where her brother is. Doesn't seem like she knows for sure. But yeah, she's sincere about wanting to get him back. Mr. Wrigley says, "Well, right. So, seems that you are man and wife now." No, there's nothing I can do about that. He puts one fist into his temple.
"Well, I hate to disagree with you, sir, but yes, there is.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't believe that California is currently recognized as a got married outside of here, then outside of the US, then it's not officially recognized at the moment."
"Ah, quite right. The chaos in California has made things very difficult. This is why my security firm has been so successful. Serena and I were married in Las Vegas."
"Ah, an excellent choice. I myself married there.
We can produce, of course, a marriage certificate. I'm sure my father-in-law would appreciate that." "Yes." Wrigley puts his other fist to his other temple.
"Well, as long as they're happy, I'm sure that's important."
"Indeed. Well, as I said, my wife had come to me. She had had, I understand, some difficulties in her relationship with her parents at the time that I met her. However, I finally convinced her to return to New York and attempt to reestablish relations with her mother and father." Yes, Ed. Wrigley lets out a moaning noise. You're thinking he's a little angry.
He's like Omen will be when his daughter's old enough to get married and chooses somebody who acts like Timmy as a husband. Or, God help him, Timmy. But you're like 50. Yeah.
Never gonna happen.
You go ahead and give me.
"They'll never find his body, so it won't be a problem."
Yeah, you can go ahead and give me empathy rolls.
He seems a little stressed.
Wrigley's response is obvious. The couple, now they sincerely love each other. Yes, he's being totally honest about this. Mr. Wrigley, I've asked you, and I'm glad you have agreed to this meeting. I have, as I said, I have contacts within California, Nevada, and the security firm is going to open a Denver office also very soon. And one in Paris. America's been very good to me, and I found a I founded a great business, found a woman who loved me, and I've also been fortunate to discover the, through certain contacts, the whereabouts of your son, William. Right. The lawyer goes, well, so what are you saying here? I, of course, for the sake of my wife and her relationship with her family, we are all concerned about her twin. I am offering at this time to lead a group and recover your son safely. I am confident that I can achieve such.
Is this why we are here, Mr. Wrigley? Are we to be part of the group? Because at the moment I have no idea what we are doing here.
Wait a minute.
I think we're just doing a follow-up to the previous mission that they
for. He clears his throat, he gathers himself. Yes, of course, I called Officer Moa here and asked him to bring anybody else that he felt would be able to help recount this, what had happened in California, as my understanding had been that my daughter had been kidnapped, along with my son, you know, you've got some balls here, Mr. Manis. Why, you snatch my children away, I don't hear from them for years, and now you come over a year and a half later trying to tell me that you can recover my son when you and your cronies were the ones who took him in the first place. Again, I am not sure why. No, shut the fuck up, you giant freak. God. Now, Mr. Moa, you said that there was some sort of gunplay involved.
Yes.
Yes, and at any time where was my daughter's life in danger?
Not to the best of my recollection.
No, no, she says, talking over you. Again, I escaped on my own, and Theodorus here I was fortunate enough to run into him, and I'm happy I did.
Escaped from who?
Some bandits. Yes, our helicopter malfunctioned, and my brother and I barely survived the crash, and when I I was knocked unconscious, and when we woke up, we were in the hands of some filthy bandits. Of course, they didn't tell us their names, and my brother disappeared soon after, and apparently he managed to escape. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to escape until sometimes later.
Can you tell us where this occurred? Can you lead us there? Anything?
I don't really remember. I mean, I didn't have a sense of where we were exactly when the helicopter crashed. My memory kind of suffered in the injury. I don't remember the actual crash itself. I mainly escaped and managed to. I simply headed west and managed to make my way to a research station, where the folks working there took me in and called the authorities.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Sorry to have interrupted, sir.
No, that's it. That is quite all right. It is best that we.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Mr. Wrigley. He was the one speaking.
Ah, quite right. He takes your reprimand with equanimity.
Wow. Ooh, being married to a multi-billionaire seems to have mellowed him. I have all the gas I need now.
I have all the fuel necessary. Mr. Wrigley said, all right. Mr. Moa, since you actually went into the wilderness, and made contact. You said you actually did see my daughter, even though she denies this. In your opinion, what is the best course of action here to get my son back? That's really all I care about.
Well, indeed, we did have a location for him at the time. Mr. Menace here has more information. Obviously, we would be using that. But, are you therefore hiring the KBC to go back in to extract your son or locate him further?
Mr. Menace, speaking of, I am certainly, since you have been in the wasteland, I am certainly willing to accept any help that Mr. Wrigley feels is necessary. Of course, the more experienced operators we have available, the greater the chances for our success.
Ooh, an NPC going with us? He ain't gonna last.
More of an NPC in charge.
Oh.
In the way he's playing it, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yes, Wrigley, yeah.
And it is not a simple thing to enter the area that was of California.
Right. Yes, I understand. Mr. Wrigley stands up, his lawyer stands up. Mr. Moa, Lieutenant Ullman, Mr. Manis, Serena, if you could step outside for a minute. I just need to talk with my counsel here. Obviously, this is a lot. Yeah, the lawyer interrupts. Yes, obviously, a lot is going on here. Emotions are running high, and I think you'll all agree that a short recess is a good idea. Does anyone disagree?
Just give me outside recess. Hot damn!
If none of you raise an objection, then, of course, one of the bodyguards holds the door open for you all.
Unless I have one question. How do you know my name?
Now you can take a card, Richard. he wasn't there when Mr. Madness shook all your hands and introduced it, so...
I'm guessing he's a public figure. I mean, he's been in newspaper.
Yeah. Or possibly, that is what I was wondering.
Yeah. No, but yeah, anyway, in story, there's no exact reason why he would know your name, but, you know, we'll move on.
There you go.
And Lee Mason just skipped over the part where Officer Moore was polite enough to introduce the other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go.
There's some blokes I happen to bring with me. I don't need names.
Yeah, considering that it had nothing to do whatsoever with the original case in California, I thought, you know what, I'll bring them along.
So if that is that, then you can step outside. There is another conference room next door. Of course, it's very, very nice, high-class corporate setting. It's getting on towards lunchtime. There's there's a catering guy wearing a white coat, next conference room, setting up tea, coffee, sandwiches, and so on.
He said, oh, yeah, we put this up for this great meal. We're going, what are you guys doing here? No,
get away from the food.
No, he's used to, desperate corporate employees assaulting him for food.
Oh, yeah.
So he has a little dance step. Ooh, fumble card.
You got it.
It's a bad day for catering guy.
Yep, he's going down.
Step himself for the knock. Oh,
he drops his weapon or his catering stuff.
No problem. He drops his tongs.
Excellent. Mine now.
Ha ha ha. Would you like to take a spoon or just stick your face in the bowl of coleslaw and start eating?
do you want the etiquette rolls?
Why do you tempt me like this? Let's just try my etiquette here. I stick my face in the bowl. I get hit, here's my face.
Jimmy Elman is behind you, raising his hand. You feel it. You feel the back of your head getting warm.
I put up one finger like, aha. I bend down, scoop up the tongs, and use those to eat the coleslaw. Look at him like, I'm doing good, eh?
Right.
No.
You have Mr. Manus and Serena are off in the corner. She's sipping a tea. They're speaking softly to each other.
I wander over there. Sorry about that. I've had a rough time.
That is quite all right. I have seen many men suffering from post-traumatic stress.
Oh, yeah, the divorce
really... He's totally telling the truth.
The divorce really took a lot out of me.
I said, oh, with the footman back, and we're going to need a helicopter gunship.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we have one of those.
So,
but of course.
What's the deal? I missed out on some, I tell Mr. Manus.
Mm-hmm.
In short, just a short. Short?
Yeah, let's go. I'm just going to type in the name. In short, I have my contacts in California and Nevada have been working for some months to recover my wife's brother.
Mm.
And
a noble
we
dog.
Have ascertained his location. Good. And I'm ready to move within a few hours' notice with some of my men.
How many of you?